Gaza Strip is plunged into more trouble as it lacks required equipment for water and sewage plants due to years of Israel's blockade of the coastal enclave. Over 1.8 million Gazans struggle to cope with polluted water that has been heavily contaminated with high levels of nitrates and chloride. Pollutants in Gaza water are three times higher than normal levels and are unfit for human consumption. Israel bombed sewage treatment plants during its war on Gaza at the turn of 2009. Now raw or partially treated sewage is dumped in the Mediterranean due to lack of treatment and mixes with underground water supply.
There's been a sharp increase in pollution in recent years, as well as seawater seeping into the aquifer. Around 90% of Gaza water is now polluted.
Despite the presence of some underdeveloped water treatment plants, water remains polluted due to long hours of power outages, as well as the lack of fuel needed to operate the plants. Gaza's salt seawater desalination plant is unable to meet the demands for fresh drinking water due to its small size and its limited capabilities.
Seawater desalination is the only solution right now to solve the water problem. Currently, the aquifer itself is polluted and things will only get worse in coming years. We only have this desalination plant and it's not enough to provide the people of Gaza with clean water. We have so far been unable to have a central desalination plant due to the blockade.
According to a UN report issued in 2012, the Gaza Strip's coastal aquifer may become unusable by 2016. Experts say the quality of water in Gaza has been rapidly deteriorating in recent years due to the continuous and inhumane Israeli blockade. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.